Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to a special episode of Superhuman Radio. I'm in Los Angeles, so we're doing this remotely. We have both Science for Humans and the Blueprint Power Hour on the same day, so you lucked out. We're going to be talking with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, in just a second about tap water. Is it safe to drink? Don't you want to know? And then in the bottom of the hour, we will be joined by Coach Rob Regish for the regularly scheduled Blueprint Power Hour, where he answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, and more. So without further ado, let's go ahead and run Dr. Jeff's theme music and bring him on the phone with us.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J.
Hey, Carl.
So, funny thing. You know how people, when you work with people you really respect, like we respect you, their names come up in normal everyday life that have nothing to do with supplements or anything like that. So the other day, Elisa and I were making chicken soup, which we make, you know, a couple times a month because I love soup. I think it's good for you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she said, I want to put peas in the chicken soup. And when you put peas in the chicken soup, you got to put it in late because you don't want them to burst and dissolve into the soup. And so as we're putting the peas in the chicken soup, she says, did you know Dr. Jeff's new protein has pea protein in it? I said, yeah. I said, yeah, I know. I said, listen, I said, he's actually got people in Montana growing peas for him now, so he even has control on the crops. And she goes, he's the best. While we're making chicken soup, we're talking about you.
Well, it makes you mad, and thanks, Elisa. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it is funny, isn't it? It's like, you know, we're all a big family. We really, really are.
You know, absolutely. I mean, that's how it should be. You know, I used to always say, you know, this is kind of sports related, but, you know, when we were athletes, I mean, we all got along. You know, you shook hands, win, lose, or draw. I mean, whether we're in competitive sports or we played against each other, kind of like the bodybuilders. If you heard any of the Olympia, you know, they have a lot of fun on stage and rouse each other, but they're all great friends. They were texting each other beforehand. But then you get off into the business and you put money involved and people change.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of like, why can't we just all, I mean, we're family, man, you know, we're humans.
And you're, anyhow, you put water. What's that?
Yeah. So I was going to say, you put water in your soup.
Yes, but we don't use tap water. Am I making the right decision or should I be using my tap water?
You know what? I kind of wanted to start this out. You know, we always try to find subjects that I think are interesting. This happens to be a little controversial because depending on what you read and who you read it from, I mean, let's face it, you know, to some of these people, everything is going to kill us.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, so why even live? So I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, our drinking water, bottled water, and things of that nature, because I think a lot of times, you know, we will see an article or we'll hear somebody, and again, you know, we won't eat red meat, we won't eat fish, we won't drink water, you know, we're not going to drink juice. I mean, what are we supposed to eat or drink if everything
doesn't that just speak to the past 150 years of what humans have done to this planet?
It does, and as we talk about the water, I think it fits right into that is, you know, we are killing ourselves.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm not doing it. I don't have any control, as you don't, but we as humans are killing ourselves.
That's a species,
and when you look at water, when you look at water, you know, we're talking first about tap water, you know, which comes from the municipal pools. A lot of people don't even know where that water comes from. I'll bet if you ask 10 people, where do you think that tap water comes from, they won't have a clue. Well, it comes from, you know, rivers, streams, mountains, you know, snow runoff. I mean, they just don't make water out of air. It has to start with a source, you know. And, you know, as you said, years and years and years ago, I mean, people just used to drill a well and drink that water. There was
it was safer than it is today. It was. There's no doubt about it.
And part of the problem, you know, why you can't, like I have a well now where I'm at, and even though it's a very good aquifer. Aquifer, yeah, and it's a very good one. You know, I did extensive testing. Of course, I freaked out the city and everybody else because, you know, Jeff's going to bring it in the lab. And, you know, so a lot of farming. So I found high levels, to me, of nitrates.
Mm,
you know, I don't want that in my well water.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the manganese was slightly high, which kind of makes sense. Bacteria was okay. You know, you have to chlorinate them just to kill the initial stuff. But other than that, but I'm like, you know, I can't really drink that. You know, it's very nice. It's alkalized, high in calcium, but I'm going to have to filter that out. So I had to find the right filtration to get it to where I thought it was acceptable. So thinking about tap water, you know, you're taking it from streams and lakes and rivers and snow runoff, which isn't really safe to drink. And what people don't realize is, first of all, you know, the United States has the safest drinking water in the world.
Right.
So we obviously are off on one standpoint.
Let's qualify that for a second. So in other countries, drinking water could lead to acute reactions, like within the day where your stomach is messed up and, you know, Montezuma's revenge, or you could even get some sort of bad microbe in the water. So you are right. Our water won't cause those problems. I think what we're more worried about as a population now is longitudinally drinking and being exposed to water over long periods of time. Does that affect our health decades later? People in other countries, they're worried about dying from drinking the water today.
Yeah,
we're worried about,
yeah,
is it going to kill us sooner 30 years from now?
And the problem is things are changing. You know, you look at, again, what goes through most municipal systems. It's very extensive, you know, again, from the filtration to the chlorination. I mean, I think people don't realize that bottled water is governed by the FDA as a food. And we know how high quality our food source is. Tap water is governed by the EPA. So there's actually more stringent guidelines on our tap water than there are on bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at, you know, what the EPA has set for standards, you know, for the most part, those waters are within those standards. But the problem is things like PFASs, which I'll probably pronounce this wrong, but it's kind of a new chemical that's finding its way into our systems, and they call it polyfluoroalkali.
Okay.
And these are coming from the firefighting retardants.
Oh.
And it isn't from the fact that they're out fighting a fire. It's that the military and fire departments across the country are practicing with this stuff every day. These chemicals are getting into our water systems. Now, there aren't really any standards set for these because it's a new chemical. So every time something new is found in our water system, you know, our government takes, what, 20 years to figure out what to do, how to set a standard for it.
Right.
And that's where the real issue is because, Carl, you look at bottled water, FDA doesn't monitor whether or not it has E. coli. As a matter of fact, bottled water can have a certain level of E. coli. It can have a certain level of coliform feces in it, where drinking water by the EPA prohibited absolutely zero.
But the one thing that jumps out at me while you're saying this, right? The EPA loves chemistry. So they their attitude is, we don't want coliform in the water. We don't want these microbes, these pathogens in the water. So let's put a bunch of chemicals in the water that kill them, but then people drink the chemicals. That's the only thing that concerns me. I understand that they have reduced the traditional inborn threats of water consumption, but at what cost? So, you know, how many countries have banned fluoride now? How many countries are now, you know, we already know drinking chlorine is not a good idea for the body, but they chlorinate water, and some municipalities use more chlorine than others because they're starting with dirtier water.
And we're in a catch-22 here because we can't drink the water as it comes. I mean, as you saw, my well here in Montana, I can't drink that water.
Right.
You know, it might not kill me today, but we know what, you know, high levels of nitrates over time are going to do, same with high levels of manganese.
Right.
So we're in a catch-22 because we can't drink this dirty water. So, again, I guess where I'm getting at is, yes, we have issues in our tap water, but I want to let people know that it's the bottled water companies that are letting most of the information released about how bad the tap water is, when the bottled water, check this out, 25 to 30% of all bottled water is straight out the tap.
Yes.
They do
which ones those are? Dasani. Like, if the bottle says drinking water, it's just tap water from someplace else.
They can still say spring water because our tap water comes from springs. So you don't even know. Some of them are saying drinking water just to try to, you know, again, if they ever get caught. But again, most of them are. Now, what people also have to realize is these pictures of mountains, I mean, they're not up there, you know, taking it straight out the stream. No, it's tap water, and they will filter it. So, and that's kind of where I'm getting.
So let's explore this a little further. So, the issue with tap water is not just the source, but it's how they get the water from the source to your living room or your kitchen, wherever it is that it's coming out.
That's
the pipes and stuff like that. What about
that's actually the biggest problem I'm seeing right now is, you know, especially with the amount of older homes, the pipe contamination. I think that the cities, the EPA has done a fairly good job, as long as the water pipes aren't, you know, 50 years old or 100 years old, getting it to the house. But most of these houses have the old copper pipes or lead pipes, so a lot of our metal contamination is coming right from our houses. So I do have some recommendations, you know, if you do have an older house, just some things you can do that will eliminate all these threats of contamination.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we have Elliot go ahead and run our first break? And when we come back, let's talk about some strategies so that we don't have to be filled with angst when we drink water. How about that?
Sounds good.
Let's do that. So, Elliot, if you want to go ahead and run this break, that'd be great. And we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. This is Science for Humans. Stay tuned.
Know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Fitrenutrition.com. Fitrenutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated, with coaches providing detailed support. Go to FitRenutrition.com today to learn more.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs, revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. We're talking about water. We drink so much water, all of us. If you're doing the right thing, you're drinking a gallon of water a day. What if, while you're doing the right thing, the water is actually providing your body with things you don't want in your body? So everybody worries about tap water because that seems to be the focus, but bottled water is a problem as well. So what do you think, Dr. Jeff? What are some strategies that people can use?
Well, you know, first of all, if you are drinking tap water, you know, you want to run the faucet for basically until it gets as cold as it's going to get. That's going to flush out anything in there.
So get the stagnant water out of the pipes.
Yep,
first.
And then you want to drink it cold. So if you're going to cook with it, anything you do, start with cold water, because hot water is typically has more lead, more contaminants in it.
Well, let's talk about why that is. So your hot water heater, whether it's gas or electric, has a big tank in it, and that water sits in that tank sometimes for days without being pulled, and so the water just gathers caliche, it gathers sediment, and anything that tank is made out of is going to leach into the water.
And if you've ever had a hot water tank break, you'll see all this junk that's actually sitting in the bottom of that tank.
Black soot, it looks like. Liquid, like mushy black silt,
So anyhow, use cold water. The faucets have little strainers. You want to change those on a regular basis. But probably the easiest test is what I call the sniff test, is just smell the water. If it smells like rotten eggs or chemicals or something,
chlorine.
You've got an issue with your water. Yeah, chlorine. It should not smell like that coming out of the tap. But My recommendation is go filter. I mean, these filters that you can either put on your faucet or the little Brettas in the pitchers, you know, those will filter things out. Now, if you're pregnant, if you've got kids under 6 of age, you've got weak immune systems, you're elderly, you need to be filtering your water. Like I have at my house, I have a reverse osmosis system, which is really taking out even all the minerals.
Takes the minerals out too, right?
You're also losing the good stuff, so you got to make sure that you're supplementing. And you will notice a water taste. Like my wife does not like the RO water. And I tried to explain to her that everybody's bottled water is different. If you see drinking water, it's tap water from wherever that was done. Purified water, they're all adding different minerals for taste because they know that you won't like the taste of RO water. And if you really need to filter it back, you know, you can buy distilled water or DI water, deionized water. I mean, it's even pure.
Right.
So like in our laboratory, we have to have water that has zero contaminants. So we actually make DI water, and you can't get a whole lot purer than that. Now, if you drink that, again, the problem is that we've taken out all the minerals, the electrolytes, things that you do find in water. So you have to be careful. But just these little home filters, I think, are a good thing. Bottled water, again, be cautious because it is deceiving. Don't drink bottled water because you think it's healthier than your tap water. And if your bottle of water is sitting in your car, it gets hot, do not drink it because that plastic, when it's heated, will get into the water. So that's kind of a big issue. So again, if you open up a bottle of water and it smells like plastic, it probably has been heated, and I'd be very
cautious. I just returned an entire case of the small bottles, the half-liter bottles, to Kroger's because Elisa opened the one up, and she says it smells like plastic. And I opened another one up, and it smelled like plastic, and I just brought and that's because in the middle of the heat and the summer, that box and probably other boxes like it sat out on a bay where a truck was either picking them up or dropping them in the direct sunlight, and those boxes probably got to 100 degrees.
Or, you know, if they're shipping water across the country and they're not using a temperature-controlled trailer, those trailers will get up to 150 degrees. So, again, you know, it isn't that you drink one bottle of water is going to kill you. It's the fact that over time. So, again, you smell something like that, return it. You know, you smell something out of your faucet, return it. But I guess at the end of the day, you know, let's try to help come up with solutions to the water problem. And the water problem is not the EPA. The water problem is what we are doing to our environment.
Yes.
If you want to get excited and you want to do something about it, you know, we need to be lobbying no GMOs, no pesticides, no fire retardants. I mean, all things that obviously are to make life safer, but are they really, Carl?
Yeah, because if they're getting in our water, doesn't matter what they're providing, because they're going to make a lot of people sick. I'm a big proponent of taking responsibility. We have a whole house filter. We have showerhead filters. There's a company in California called Clearly Filtered. They have a patented filtration system that was actually used by NASA, and the patent expired on it, and they got the guy who developed it for NASA to come with them. They have a filter. They have everything you can imagine. The water tastes different when it goes through the Clearly Filtered filtration system. There's no doubt about it. It's a great product. Great product.
Well, good.
On another note, Dr. J, before we run out of time, so it's been Christmas every single month at All American Pharmaceutical, hasn't it?
It has. This past, last week, I think it was, the 15th, was the second one, and it was even bigger than the first one. As I've been telling everyone, Supplement Santa likes, the more shares, the more people that read, the bigger it gets, because obviously, you know, that's about promotion. So the gentleman that won, he won $411 worth of product. He got a $200 cash and then some T-shirts and things. So, you know, he was pretty happy. But there'll be another one in October.
But didn't you give away a whole bunch of – I saw a list of winners. I think they got some special edition shirts, right?
Yeah, I did. I called them, you know, to keep in the whole theme, stocking stuffers. So there were 11 people that – 11 people that were chosen that won nice, you know, $25 beautiful T-shirts. They got some EFX limited edition footballs. And then they also got a 30% off autograph card by Dr. Jeff. So, again, it's all in fun. It's about saying thank you. And, you know, people really seem to appreciate an opportunity to win something without having to do something. To lottery, you got to buy something to win something. You know, most giveaways, they want your name, your address. I don't want anything. You just go on and you like it, you share it, and you make a comment on why you should win. And this is on Facebook Live. That's all you got to do. So I don't gather any personal information from you other than whatever your Facebook name is.
That's pretty cool. And then, of course, if you want to reach out to Dr. Jeff, it's his Facebook page, Jeff Golini, G-O-L-I-N-I. Search for it, or you can always go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ask the Scientist banner ad. And, of course, ask him questions. We have a next show. We have a question from somebody in Utah we're going to be covering. So if you have a good question, that would be a good topic. He can answer that for you, and everybody can learn. And then, of course, ask him for some free samples. Ask Supplement Santa. Say, hey, Supplement Santa there.
Supplement Santa's now got a trademark, man. How about that?
I like that. All right, well, listen, so, it's great, and we will talk to you next week, of course, and we drink a lot of water. Hopefully this answered some questions for people. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Rob Regish, and we're going to perform the Blueprint Power Hour. We've got lots of good questions from listeners, so stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Ten-hut. Hey, welcome back. This is the Blueprint Power Hour on a special day, Wednesday. How you doing, Rob?
So-so. I had a rough workout Monday, but we got a chance to come back today.
Tell me about your rough workout.
I got in there and I got the same number of reps with the same amount of weight, and, you know, that's not progress. So I like to make some concrete progression, whether that's one rep or a couple pounds in every exercise. But, hey, you know what? Not every workout's going to go well.
That's the truth. There you go. Anything exciting we need to talk about and cover that's going on over at CoachRobRegish.com before we start answering questions?
Actually, fastmusclebook.com is where I'd like people to go. Grab a free copy, 15 drug-free ways to build muscle, and listen for 99 cents plus extras that you get. It's the best buy out there.
Okay, so let's get right to it. The first question comes from Hank Scheller. It's a multi-part question. He says, I'm a huge fan ever since I discovered your show a few years ago. If fasting raises growth hormone, does that mean it's okay not to eat after training? If I train fasted at 6 a.m., I did that this morning here in Los Angeles, then don't eat till 10 a.m. with the elevated GH prevent catabolism of my muscles. You want to answer that first before we go on to the next one?
You can shoot off.
Okay. Okay. So he says, also, how quickly can a person's body switch from being catabolic? Now, I love this, by the way. I want to point something out. Being catabolic, parenthetically losing fat, to being anabolic, parenthetically gaining muscle. Since when does catabolic only affect fat? I wish that's the way it was. Can a person switch from one state to the other within 12 to 24 hours? And finally, is there a caloric threshold at which a fast is broken and is beneficial, and its beneficial effects end, or does the consumption of even a single calorie derail the fast and squelch the benefit effects? Thanks for your insights in advance.
Yeah, it's a great question. So let me take them one by one. First, with respect to not eating after training, and presumably the goal there is to harness the power of GH, I don't think that's the optimal strategy. Here's
why. Yeah, I'm with you on this.
You know, if you're concerned with getting a large GH increase, a totally empty stomach isn't the only way. In fact, training itself elevates GH. The right kind really shoots it over the moon, and that would be lactic acid tolerance training. But, you know, can it be blunted by too many carbs? Yeah, but too many varies from person to person. If the goal is to keep the entire anabolic window, you can opt for protein plus fat post-workout and still reap the benefits of GH. Now, as an aside, this is why, you know, part of the reason why the anabolic diet works so well. Monday through Friday, you're in ketosis with very low blood sugar and consequently high levels of growth hormone. The bottom line is it's far more anabolic to eat and get nutrients into the muscle post-workout versus going without. You know, as for how quickly someone can switch from a state of catabolism to anabolism, I am not aware of any studies that have looked at that. I personally feel, you know, the answer is hours, but it needs to be taken really in the context, I think, of 24 hours. But I think it goes on all day throughout the body. You know, if you think about it, if you've been fasting all day, there's a good chance some catabolism is taking place. Then you train, followed thereafter by copious amounts of food, and some anabolism takes place. It is the the net result of the 24-hour cycle, though, that I think that you should be concerned with. Now, the benefits of fasting don't end once a single calorie crosses your lips. In fact, undereating can work just as well. On an intermittent fasting type diet, this would involve, let's call it a few small handfuls of nuts or berries throughout the day, followed by eating big at night. Now, there is a caloric threshold, of course, where you quote-unquote trip it, and the fast is broken. Now, this it differs for everyone, though, so it's a matter, really, of I think, of trial and error. Finally, if GH releases the goal, the amino acid GABA is your friend. 3 grams taken pre-workout is research-proven to boost biologically active GH no less than 480%. And by the way, that study was using participants' average age in their 20s. So presumably it's going to benefit the older fella like me a lot more.
Okay, let me just chime in here. Plenty of research has been done that shows that you are still considered in fasted state if you eat between 3 and 500 calories in the day, okay? And the ideal thing is not to have them be high glycemic index carbohydrates that are going to spike insulin with that one little meal, number one. Number two, catabolism is not exclusive to muscle or fat. It happens to both, but you can... as Stu Phillips's research out of McMaster's University, I did a show on Superhuman Radio probably 6 years ago, training fasted actually improves amino acid pool turnover, which means that while amino acids may be breaking down in the muscles, when there's no food, the body pulls it right back into the muscles again. So you do training, stimulates an anabolic response that overrides the catabolic response of starvation. So you can leverage your fast by using that. And lastly, the anabolic window post-workout has been disputed and dispelled, and I think Dr. Mara DiPasquale does the best job at discussing this, and that is, if you don't want to eat immediately after your workout, don't. But when you do eat, usually within an hour or two later, just make sure there's no high glycemic index carbohydrates, no sugars, no dextrose. Go for protein and fat, so that insulin doesn't spike, because it's insulin that shuts the window, the anabolic window, not a meal. So just keep that in mind. Let's go ahead right to the next question. James Dillon says, last week you cited a small group of supplements that really do work. Can I get that list again, please?
All right, and I'm going to give you the list, but understand the context that I was using it in. I was lamenting the fact that there are thousands, maybe even tens of thousands, of products on the shelves. Presuming your qualifier is that the product be research-proven in humans to help build muscle or lose fat faster than placebo, you arrive at a stark realization. I could come up with precisely 4 compounds that fit the criteria, and they are creatine mono, beta-alanine, whey, and other forms of quality milk proteins, and fish oil. Now, honorable mention, I think, here needs to go to phosphatidic acid from lecithin granules, TMG, or trimethylglycine, and Argentine beef liver.
Mm.
I have seen enough of those products to know that they will eventually be on the list. If you broaden your criteria to those items with a tangible or feelable effect, you know, you get into things like right pre-workout stimulants, fat burners, Phenibut, GABA, kratom, melatonin, etc. But in the strictest sense, only those 4 that I mentioned qualify. Now, here's the problem: none of us is satisfied with how much those deliver. We want more. We constantly want more. So it's that dissatisfaction that causes the consumer to search for the exotic, you know, or at least supplements that promise more. And that promise is almost always broken. And there's an entire industry out there, though, that's all too happy to promise you the world and take your money. Now, I'm not saying all of these products don't work. Some do. But they are few and far between. So the chance of the average Joe finding them is slim to none. If he does, it'll be after playing after paying what I call the muscle tech tax. In other words, after wasting hundreds or maybe even thousands on big name, heavily advertised brands. If just a smidgen of time and money people devoted to finding exotic products was put, let's call it, into a lifter's education, there would be a lot more muscle in the world because the focus would be on better training, better diet, and all around a more well-rounded athlete. They would get the real 411 on what products work too, given that's what a lot of them want to read about. So, you know, those types are few and far between, though. With the vast majority, they're doomed to drop a small fortune on the next big thing. So, you know, that's a sad state of affairs, but I give it to you straight every week. People that fall into this category know who they are, and not much I or anyone else can do about it. So those are my two CCs.
All right, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got more questions. Let's see, we've got a question from, I wasn't prepared. We have a question from Pat Tanaka when we come back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com and Fast Muscle Book. Wait, no, what is it called again, Rob?
FastMuscleBook.com.
Oh, it is, FastMuscleBook.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to MGNstore.com today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Touch the radio. You can feel the power. Okay, so, Rob, this comes from Pat Tanaka. He's a young lifter. He says, I'm 18 years old and in my senior year of high school. I'm going to college but really want to do what you do when I graduate. So I'd like to know how you got where you are today.
Well, I guess that to tell that story, we should define where I am. You know, in addition to having the privilege to answering your questions every week, I've authored, let's call it, half a dozen books and 7 or 8 special reports. I formulate supplements for companies, and I have, the monthly newsletter. That was a long road, though, and it only came after a lot of hard work, generous people, and some luck. So, you know, I'll tell you how it all went down, then I'll tell you what I think you need to do. Around age 38, I was breaking down, physically speaking. And if you're in this game for life, it happens to everyone. And coming to grips with it is a humbling experience. So I sat there surrounded by 24 boxes full of trophies, all the notes I took and the books I read. And I contemplated what each one of those books meant. And the answer became clear. Write a book of your own. So I did. And that was also related to one other undeniable fact. I had no money, no contacts in the business, and no name other than Mixelflick on various forms. So I wrote the blueprint. It got noticed by Vince Andrich. And he hooked me up with Dr. Connolly, and he in turn hooked me up with you, Carl. So along the way, people offered to build my website for me. They fronted thousands and thousands of dollars for product ideas I had for free. They proofread, PDF'd, and professionally formatted my books for free. They helped me conduct webinars, and they, you know, you, Carl, have spent countless hours on the phone with me for free. So, you know, what you know today, in fact, as the Blueprint Bulletin, was suggested to me almost 5 years ago now by a guy named Carl Lenore. And I was embraced, of course, by SHR listeners from the get-go. I can tell you in all candor, I am certain that this was meant to happen. But I'll also tell you this. These people and their generosity was extended to me for, I think, one other very important reason. And this is along the lines of my suggestion. They realized that I was genuine. I think the 99% of the people that I've dealt with in this business are in it for one reason and one reason only, the money. You know, you don't see 95% of the people behind products in this business. And there's a reason for that, which I'll get to some other time. Money's important, but I can honestly tell you that it never factored once into my plans. In fact, my plans for the blueprint were to print one copy, put it on the shelf in the local library, and just hoped one day the right kid would pick it up. The last page had my telephone number and email address, along with a simple request. It said, you know, if you benefited from this book and it enriched your life in some way, contact me and let me know. So the best advice I can give you is this. Do it for the love of the game. Give back everything that you have learned. This is exactly what I did, and expect nothing in return. People will sense that, and if it was meant to happen, it will happen.
Yeah,
I hope you're as fortunate as I was, because at the end of the day, if it all ended today, I can honestly tell you I lived my life's dream. And not many people can say that before checking out. I hope it happens for you. You too.
That's really nice. Paul Diamond, D-Y-M-U-N-D, but I'm saying Diamond. He says, hey, Rob, I love the show because it covers topics I can relate to, parenthetically, supplements, LOL. I'm around your age, though, and like when you talk about old school stuff. So what were some of the old school sups you remember? Most of them are gone, right, Rob?
Yeah, most of them are. And this list is going to go way back, so prepare yourself for a trip down memory lane. The year was 1984, and events in January of that year propelled me into my first GNC, where I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was Roe.
Muscle growth in bottles. Oh, my God.
And row after row of them.
Yeah.
You know? Joe Weider Crash Weight Gain number 7, chewable tablets, was my first purchase. Now, I was counting on the fact that by the time they went through formulas 1 through 6, surely number 7 would work. I counted wrong. I screwed up the directions. They were very confusing. And I took so many, I threw up. I think it had some sugar in it. And it said delicious chocolate flavor on it. Now, I learned pretty fast, though, that delicious at the time meant awful, and if it didn't say delicious on the side,
it was even worse. You're right.
So I moved on to Smilax, Dibenkazide, Ferulic Acid, Frac, Hot Stuff, Cybergenics, and Icapro. Now, believe it or not, the first batches of Hot Stuff, which were kind of a kitchen sink formula, actually worked. You know, I've heard rumors that it was spiked. Cybergenics gets panned, but in reality, their supplements were the very first NO2-type products. And the diet and training system were the real reasons you got any results. Training fasted, you know, drop sets followed by plyometrics and extreme stretching, those were techniques way ahead of their time.
Yeah.
Twin Lab, Gainer's Fuel, Megamass, and just about every other weight gainer followed. At one point, Twin Lab had a 2,500-calorie Gainer's Fuel product, something like 4 servings in the entire jug. So as I got to college, though, I was catching on. Almost all this stuff doesn't work. But I finally came across some products that did. Athletica's Redaball, Mummy, and AminoFit. I remember those three distinctly. Redaball was the very first ECTI product, may have been the first in the U.S. Mummy, which is an Indian cousin of Shilajit, and that also had a tangible effect. AminoFit was a way ahead of its time. It was a low molecular weight, 400 Daltons, intra-workout amino acid formula. It tasted like dog vomit. And to his credit, at least Athletica CEO Rick Bruner, he told you that up front in the articles he used to write for Powerlifting USA. So coming out of college, I discovered Zoe Discovery's Zebutol, which was 10 milligrams of sumersterol extract. Each bottle put about 10 pounds on you. and their DCP, dicyclopentanone, their ECDI product, and especially hexandrolone, were exceptional products. Metrex and creatine followed after that, and in 1996, pro-hormone hysteria took hold. I think that was the year PA introduced Andro. So, you know, those eventually got banned, and I, at that point, I looked around. In all honesty, I said, you know what? I can do a better job formulating, from you know, than most of these companies. And Synthogen followed. I didn't look back after that.
You know what's really funny? I have lots of old muscular development magazines at home.
Yeah.
Back to some of the dates that you just quoted. And what's startling to me is if you open up those magazines, you look at those supplements, and then you open up magazines today, you don't find any of those supplements. And what does that tell you? They did work. If they worked, they'd still be selling.
Yeah.
The one product, and it's worth, for those who don't know what great stuff, what hot stuff was, I thought hot stuff was going to survive just because it was a dynamic blend. So hot stuff was basically the original kitchen sink supplement.
Yep.
Everything and anything that was popular at the time was in hot stuff. So basically the premise was stop buying all those bottles of different supplements. Just take hot stuff because there's some of that in here, right? Remember it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And hot stuff guaranteed that when new things came to the forefront that were, you know, quote unquote, shown in science to build muscle or burn fat, they would be added to hot stuff. So I really thought from an interesting, all-inclusive perspective, that hot stuff would have survived because its blend would have continued to change, and even that's gone today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it says a lot, though. You're right. 9 out of 10 of those products are not. 9 out of 10 of the companies aren't around anymore.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but some of the ingredients are ECDI, creatine. You know, these things are still around because they have been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt to provide benefits that help those who are interested in athletic performance.
Yeah.
So. Don't look for the supplement name. Look for the ingredients that are still alive today.
Yeah. So products that have stood the test of time.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got a question from Ken Jugan. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish from CoachRobRegish.com, FastMuscleBook.com, Synthogen.com. He is becoming a connoisseur of URLs that build muscle. How do you like that? So Ken Jugan says, what do you think about biotest supplements or the company in general? Same for AST research. Wow. Direct questions here.
Yeah. Biotest, which is the supplement arm of testosterone.net, yeah, they have an interesting history. There was a time, circa the late 1990s, when they had very edgy, innovative products. One of those was Androsol, which was a transdermal 4-diol product that really did work. They also had an excellent Trib product by the name of Tribex and protein, I think they called it Grow. Unfortunately, their early success caused them to then play it safe. And today, their product line is, in my opinion, little more than marketing hype. T-Nation has perfected the art of attracting, harboring, and sheltering the young kids that have access, in a lot of cases, to dad's credit card, and they're making the most of it.
Yep.
You know, these days, they're pushing some sort of anabolic berry, an intra-workout powder, and some generic staples like creatine mono, curcumin, and similar products. Their boards are the most heavily moderated out there, and any post that doesn't support the current version of reality, at least from what I've seen, is swiftly deleted. And yes, they did it to me too. In the biotest bubble, I call it, their products are just one step away from anabolic, with the exception of Carbolin 19, which is a Forskolin product they claim is better than Anavar. And as absurd as that sounds, they're still out there claiming it. So,
what's the name of it?
It is...
You said Carbolin 19.
Carbolin 19, right.
Like K-A, like Carbolin, like Dr. Jeff Galini's Carbolin?
No, C-A-R.
Oh, interesting.
Read the ad copy. It's good for a laugh. Now, likewise, AST Research was, in my opinion, an innovative company, right? Going back to the early 90s, they had the very first ephedrine product that I can remember, Dimetadrine 25, the herbal equivalent, EPH 833, which was an ephedra extract, and they were the first with GABA that I can remember. They had one of the first whey proteins, ViaPro, and high-dosed oral pro hormones, 19-NOR 250,
yeah.
I think, is one of their products. These days, it looks to me they survive via repeat sales on their proteins, micronized creatine, and various amino acids. Now, lately, they've been pushing their new protein bar called Zilla. I haven't tried it yet. But I have no plans to. AST lost my business years ago. I called out there. I called out there once, and the guy accused me of working for EAS, who I understand is literally across the street in Golden, Colorado. But after that, it was bye-bye AST. It's no great loss, considering shortly thereafter, that happened, their product line became one of the most dated, tired lines in the industry, in my opinion. Today, they're anything but innovative. So
I had a similar run-in with them, too. I was buying their 19-NOR, their androstenedione, their androstenediol, and one other product. And I remember one day taking a couple caps out, getting ready to take it, and I could see literally air through the top of one of the caps. It wasn't filled with powder. And so I immediately took a bunch of caps out of that bottle, and I started pinching them. And the inconsistency in fill in the caps was startling to me. So I didn't have a milligram scale. So I brought them to a local pharmacy. I told them that it was a supplement, and I randomly handed them the bottle. I said, just take 20 caps out of here, weigh them, tell me what they were, and he gave them back to me. They were supposed to be 250 milligrams each cap, I think, of 19-NOR diol.
Yeah.
And they went anywhere from like 80 milligrams to 170 milligrams. None of them were 250.
Wow.
I mean, none of them. And so I immediately called AST Research back. I called them up. And I got a call back from a guy. He had an Italian last name. I don't remember his name. And I told him my story. I said, look, I said, you know, these caps are not filled. They're not, he said, I'll give you a coupon and you can get 25% off our website and you can order more. And I said, I'm buying these from back then. I think I was buying them from One Fast 400 or somebody like that.
Yeah.
I said, so I took the coupon. I went to their website. Their retail price was like double that of where I was buying it from. When I applied the 25%, I would have been paying like 25% more than I was paying. And I called them back. I said, this coupon's worthless. I'm going to have to pay more. I said, why don't you take these back and just replace my bottles? He said, we don't do that. He said, we just don't do that. And I said, well, what if I return them to where I bought them? He said, we won't take them back from them either. He says, you've already had the bottles. We don't know what you've done with them. So he was actually trying to imply, excuse me, that maybe I tampered with the capsules.
Yeah, they're paranoid out there.
That was it for me. I was like, I'll never buy a product from them ever again. And that was in 2000. And one, and I've never even considered them a legitimate supplement company since that encounter. And I got to be honest with you. If that happened to me, and that happened to you, then it happened to thousands and thousands of people, and that's why they have become a non-player in the supplement industry, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You can't tell your clients that are buying your products that they're stupid, they're dishonest, or they're underhanded when they call to complain about your product. You got to take that information seriously and go, okay, we'll look into it. In the meantime, Let me send you some replacement bottles. Keep those.
I wouldn't buy another thing from them.
Neither would I. And I bet you I've spent $100,000 in supplements over, you know, my lifetime.
Yeah.
And AST Research didn't get any of that money.
Keep it that way.
All right.
I will too.
Next question comes from Drew D., last name withheld. I'll just cut right to the chase. I use steroids, and we're damn proud of you. So here's what I want to know. Are there any natural supplements that juice the effects of juice?
Well, this is going to be an interesting answer. So for sure, there are several supplements that are worth springing for, especially if you're running certain types of steroids. Now, first up is caffeine. It turns out Portuguese researchers found something real interesting about caffeine plus steroids, or at least Anavar. They worked at a doping lab, and they were tipped off, apparently, by the police that some users swear by a combination of caffeine and oxandrolone, or Anavar. The researchers were curious to know more about that, so they looked in the literature, and lo and behold, they came across studies which show that caffeine can boost the uptake and effect of paracetamol, which is a.k.a. Tylenol. So they reasoned maybe caffeine had the same effect on the Anavar, and they were right. The researchers first gave it alone, Anavar alone, then measured it in the bloodstream. Then they repeated that experiment, but gave the subjects 300 milligrams of caffeine along with it. The amount of Anavar, get this, rose by a factor of 20.
Wow.
Is that true of other orals? That isn't clear, but it's certainly worth, I think, exploring. So next we move to creatine and beta-alanine. Unless you're already using Anavar, there's no faster way to jack up ATP than supplementing creatine, at least that I'm aware of. And because I haven't seen studies showing steroids boost carnosine, although I'm certain they do, I would suggest supplementing with a hefty amount of beta-alanine. Now, if you're using orals, your friends in this area are N-acetylcysteine, the R-isomer of ALA, LIV-52, and or TUDCA, T-U-D-C-A. All of those improve your liver's ability to regenerate, right? And most orals are 17-alpha alkylated, so consequently they stress the liver. A related problem is the worsening of blood lipids, and there's a supplement called polycosanol that can really help there, and you would be wise to supplement that too. Blood pressure, that can certainly be elevated on certain anabolics, especially in a bulking phase. So in addition to upping the cardio, celery seed extract should be considered. And then finally, you know, protein synthesis is a function of DNA transcription and messenger RNA translation. DNA transcription is steroid docks at the receptor site, delivers the message to the cell nucleus to turn on protein machinery. Now, since that's already optimized by anabolics, in my mind, it pays to do what you can to help messenger RNA translation along. And for that, that was part of the reason why I developed Synthogen. In addition to getting both sides of protein synthesis, that coin working at max capacity, you will absolutely get more productive sessions in during your cycle, owing to its dramatic effect on recovery from high, and we're finding out now, even low-intensity training like distance running. So as you can see, there are plenty of reasons to consider supplements if you're on the gas. Last but not least is Thrive. You want to, you know, you talk about building muscle proteins. You need to build a house with solid bricks. instead of, we'll call it straw. And if you're using inferior quality proteins, then, well, it's straw. So use the bricks, use Thrive, take it after training. I do, and I just jacked that up to 40 grams now instead of 20 based on some breaking research that I read.
And don't forget, there's if you're doing a double scooper, and that's what I do, 44 grams of protein, but also a tad over almost 7 grams of free-form amino acid leucine.
Yeah,
that's a whopping dose of leucine. You want to talk about turning on mTOR.
Yeah, well, and there's research showing that jacking up leucine levels is, in fact, additive. So, hey, man, almost 7. Did you say 7 grams or almost?
Yeah. Yeah, and 2 scoops. I think there's 3.6 grams of leucine per scoop, obviously in other amino acids as well, but just looking at the leucine. So if you're having 2 scoops, that's about almost 7. That's probably a little bit over 7 grams of leucine.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to do better than taking Thrive post-workout for the bricks that you ultimately need to build new muscle.
We're going to take our last commercial break right now. When we come back, we've got the Blueprint Tip of the Day, and this is a biggie. You're not going to want to miss this one. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website.
Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Now for what you've been all waiting for, the Blueprint tip of the day, knowing when to say when.
Yeah.
Take it away, Rob.
Especially in the context of bulking.
Huh?
So, you know, these days bulking up is often seen as kind of passe. Its bastardized cousin is usually substituted, a.k.a. the lean bulk. But let me be very clear. You know, I consider that compromising. It's unconscionable, in my mind, to shortchange your efforts to build as much size and strength as possible in an effort to maintain a six-pack year-round, and doubly so if the trainee is between the ages of 15 and 25. And just so we're clear here, I'm not talking about getting sloppy fat. This is just making sure that you eat that little bit of extra that's needed to build new muscle. So I spent around 20 years grossly overfeeding, and to be honest, I thank God every day I did. I simply could never maintain, call it 230 pounds or thereabouts, had I not made it to 250. And I was reviewing my notes, and I saw one glaring mistake. I gauged progress using the scale and not the tape measure. And had I instead kept tabs on my waist, I would not only have been in better shape then, I'm convinced I would have had more muscle today. Here's why. Most underweight trainees, I was one, start overfeeding as a way to remedy their miserable condition. And believe me, I was miserable. And overfeeding works, like everything else, for a while. Then something curious happens. The tape measure stops making bigger circles around your arms and legs, and it starts making bigger circles around your waist. So had I instead taken the 5 seconds it takes to record the waist measurement, I'd have built muscle faster, a lot faster. And here's my thinking why. As the time duration curve of overfeeding goes on, the enzymes that store fat become more dominant. So whereas initially maybe 70% of your excess calories go towards building muscle, the shift then becomes a lot more like 50-50, and if you keep it up, you'll be back to 70-30, but 70% of those calories will be, you know, now be going to fat instead of muscle. Instead, here's what I would suggest. Either don't use a scale at all, or maybe once a month. Instead, I would be measuring my waist once every 2 weeks with the following guidelines, right, depending upon what you come up with. If your waist is staying the same, or in very rare cases going down, and the weights are going up, keep doing what you're doing. Much more common, though, is the waistline is getting bigger, but so are your numbers in the gym, right? You're getting stronger. So if that happens, what I should have done was diet for 3 to 5 days, followed by 2 to 3 days of overfeeding. Now, you know, you can argue the number of days should be different, and they probably should for everyone being an individual. But, you know, you can't argue, I think, with the cycle. So by and people will be like, well, what do you mean? You know, if you're not eating enough or you're dieting, how does that help? Well, by depleting your body of calories and in advanced models of this protein, you mobilize all of your body's anabolic machinery. It just doesn't have the calories yet. So when you start overfeeding, you're going to be shunting around 70% of those calories again toward muscle. Your exact number of days, like I said, it's going to be rotated, dieting and overfeeding. But here's the cool thing. It only takes about 60 days or 4 cycles to find out what that number is, and you will never risk getting fat using 2-week check-ins. It's just enough time to notice the trend, but not long enough to get sloppy. So my final recommendation would be, always keep chin-ups in the rotation. You know, call that a benchmark. Let's say you do 1 set of 10 reps. Any kind of alarming drop in reps is a dead giveaway. You're laying down too much fat. So I would do those two things, waist measurement, look at the numbers in the gym, and then keeping pull-ups in the rotation. So give that a go and see for yourself how much more effective it is versus straight overfeeding. If nothing else, and the lean bulk, by the way, if nothing else, you will appreciate food again and give your digestive system a much-needed break. Personally, I am convinced long-term it builds more muscle than the constant feeding approach, and I only wish that I had done it.
You know, the problem with bulking is people take it as a license to eat as much of anything that they want.
Right.
And a real bulk is obviously... you're getting all of your protein. If that's 350 to 400 grams a day for your body weight, then that's what that is.
Yep.
But then your carbohydrate choices are, you know, sweet potatoes, jasmine rice, and green vegetables. And that's it. Broccoli. I mean, that's it. You can bulk without putting on fat.
Yep.
It's all about your food choices.
Food choices, to a lesser extent, calories. Calories still matter, but not as much as people I really think. And listen, you don't have to weigh and measure. Well, for those days that you're dieting and you need to back off, give your digestive system a break, leave the table a little hungry. Or even better, rotate an intermittent fasting approach with the traditional, you know, meal every 2 to 3 hours of high protein bodybuilding type diet. So it's infinitely more effective than what I did, which was just I ate tons all the time. And I can tell you that the biggest casualty in addition to my waistline was my gut, my stomach, and the ability to extract nutrition.
Yes.
Nutrients from food.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that's it for today's show. Great show. Thanks to Dr. Jeff Galini for the first half hour talking about water. Is it safe to drink? Bottled water seems to be a problem, too, so you got to watch out. Use some of the strategies we talked about. Go to SupremeRadio.com and ask him a question at Ask the Scientist. And, of course, thanks to Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com and, of course, FastMuscleBook.com today to learn more. And thanks to Elliot Turton for being in the studio so that I could do today's show from Los Angeles.
Oh, wow. Nice job, Elliot.
Yeah. And we'll see everybody later. Thanks for listening to the show today.
Cool. Thanks, Tom.
ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves